A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 4th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about World Press Freedom Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can phone us, find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
We will then have in a country multitudes of radio stations, but multitudes of radio stations that is no diversity, that does not allow access from other people, that does not tolerate differences. So there is need therefore for government to sit down and revise the licensing system so that whoever is on the licensing board are people of integrity who look at the merit of the application rather than the source of the application.
Tine nyaya dzinoti tinetse mumashandiro edu kuti tirona kuti pane imwe mitemo iripo ichiri kungoshandiswa zvisingapindira nebumbiro idzvara kasainwa uyezve pane masoko akabva kutaurwa nemutedzeri wenyika vamunangagwa anotishunguruza isise vatori venhau kuti vanenge vachiti amwe ma sections e criminal defamation are correct asi iwo achiratidzwa nevanoongorora zvemutemo kuti hapindirani nebumbiro remutemo rinoenderana nekusununguka kwekubudiswa kwepfungwa dzevanhu
sikubona tina vekunga mavomo benza njengamavomo kuti vengalungisisi imithetho leyo ngoba bayazi ukuthi uma intatheli izindaba nxa zingabhala ngalokho abangakuthandiyo kulula kibo ukuthi besibuyele betisebenzise leyo mthetho ukwenqabela ukuthi kubhalwe abangakuthandiwo. So imthetho leyo bayekela nje bayichiya ngamabomo ukwenzela ukuthi beyisebenzise uma nxa sebefuna. Ukuthi bengayisula okwamanje abasoze bebelalo ithuba lokuhlukumeza intatheli izindaba.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about World Press Freedom Day.
Local journalists today held a belated World Press Freedom Day. The World Press Freedom Day march was supposed to be held yesterday, May the 3rd. World Press Freedom Day is an annual observance established by the United Nations in 1993 to support and celebrate the fundamental principles of press freedom. The UN says World Press Freedom Day is also an occasion to inform citizens of violations of press freedom.
In Zimbabwe, there continue to be serious limits on the rights to freedom of expression and information, particularly in the form of threats of independent media organizations, as well as the intimidation, arbitrary arrest, and criminal prosecution of journalists. The government's actions seem primarily designed to inhibit criticism of government officials and institutions and to muzzle reporting and commentary on the political situation in the country. While the government has allowed independent local daily papers to resume operations, it has not fully reformed media-related laws as promised. It has also not reviewed criminal defamation laws that impose severe penalties, including prison terms on journalists. Zimbabwe is not alone. So far, in 2015, 44 journalists have died in the line of duty. According to Reporters Without Borders, there are currently at least 158 journalists imprisoned around the world.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, as come
back on Onguka, hamadzadiwa, tila uti tinge tishitaura nemi kutimutuze kuti muruku wana sei ma tore rugo, nema burisirwo ari kuitwa nau munyika mungave mu ma radio ma television uye ma newspaper tirakunzwa kubva kwa muri vatereri kuti muri kuzviona sei muri kufara nazvo here izvi tirikuita tichirangarira zuva revatori venhau kana kuti World Press Freedom Day nyika dzose dzinobatana musi wa 3 inova yanga iri svondo nezuro kuti dzinge dzichirangarira zuva iroro asi vatori venhau vemuZimbabwe vaita izvi nhasi nekudaro tirakunzwa pfungwa dzenyu kuti muri kuona sei mamiriro akaita nyaya dzekutorwa kwenhau muZimbabwe Gibbs
zuru kandaba lingalitona njani lapho likhona khona ngapho ke emakhaya thina ngapha hayi siyaphila sibili okwamagama siletoba lokuthi lani lizwile ukuthi kulelanga leliqakathekileyo lenzizolo olibizwa kuthiwa i-World Press Freedom Day leli ke lilanga eliqakatheke kakhulu kuntathela zindaba lapho kukhangelwa khona ukuthi kambe kume njani xa kukhangelwa ngokwethulwa kwembiko emazweni atshiyeneyo siyakwazi ke ukuthi kulama-journalist amaningi kube ngithi intathela zindaba angazani bayakhahlamezwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele ye nxa sisikhangela ke umnyaka lo kuphela kule ntathela izindaba ezingu-44 okuthiwa ke zibulewe zisebenza kuze buya kathesi 158 abangani basemajeli bavalelwe sibili abafowethu labodadewethu bevalelwa ukuthi bafuna ukwethula imbiko ye sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngokukhona khona ngapho ke eZimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi ye kulabo ZBC nxa sokubuya kulokhu okuthiwa yikubroadcaster kuzobuya ke la maphephandaba amaningi kodwa ke abaningi bathi blessing ngana kumanga kuhle sifuna ukuzwa ngoZulu ukuthi uthini sina singakhuluma ke njengoba sizintathela izindaba kodwa abantu asizuthi bathini mfowethu
I think we have I think about 3 guests are lined up first we have Mr. Nyashanyakunu programs coordinator Mr. Zimbabwe Mr. Nyakunu good evening thank you so much and I think we also have Mr. John Masuku who is a veteran broadcaster Mr. Masuku good evening
good evening
thank you Mr. Masuku and last but not least of course we have Mr. Alec Muchade Hama chairman voluntary media council of Zimbabwe Mr. Muchade Hama good evening
good evening
thank you so much gentlemen for joining us tonight Gibbs you can start the ball rolling
let's start with you Mr. Nyakunu it's good that you have actually joined us tell us about the activities that were there today concerning MISA and press freedom
today we held a breakfast meeting to discuss the state of media freedom and we had panelists we had academic Dr. Ibu Mandaza veteran journalist and editor of the Zimbabwe Independent, Mr. Dumisani Muleya, and the media lawyer, Mr. Chris Mike.
Generally, what did they say about the state of the media in Zimbabwe?
Basically, it was about where we are today, the challenges, the opportunities, but most importantly, that we have a new constitution that now, for the first time, allows for or guarantees media freedom and the citizens' right to access to information. But that, lamentably, 2 years into the new constitution, we still have laws in place that inhibit or infringe on media freedom and citizens' right to access to information and freedom of expression.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nyakunu. I think, Gibbs, let's bring in Mr. Muchade Hama. Mr. Muchade Hama, of course, is a well-known Harare lawyer. Now, Mr. Muchade Hama, you are the chairman of the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe. What is the significance of this body? Don't we have a statutory media council already?
There is a statutory media council, the Zimbabwe Media Council, which is one of the issues that are in the constitution. However, as you know, the VMCZ stands for Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe. And our main thrust is that the media must regulate itself. In other words, there must be self-regulation of the media as opposed to state regulation. And self-regulation has got so many advantages as opposed to state regulation, especially if you look at the history of state regulation in Zimbabwe, that it is the one that the responsible for the closure of media houses, the arrest of journalists, So it is with a dead history. And one hopes that the one that is going to come up through the new constitution will not be like that. So informed by historical development in Zimbabwe and the experiences elsewhere in the world, our argument is that it is better that the media self-regulates itself as opposed to being regulated by the state. And there are so many examples, Tanzania being one of them, which Sweden being another, and many other countries for that matter.
Thank you so much. And I hope you are not on a speakerphone because there's a fuddy sound that is coming out. Gibbs, I think we have Mr. Masuku.
Yes. Mr. Masuku, can you hear us very well there?
Yes, Gibbs. How are you?
No, very fine. So, Mr. Masuku, it actually used to be easy to register, let's say, a newspaper in Zimbabwe. One would just say, go to the general post office and do it. But over the years, it appears as if when you look at broadcasting, it has been very, very difficult to do so. Why?
Well, I cannot explain that. I think that can be better explained by the regulator because we thought it was going to be much easier, especially well after independence, that we don't have to wait for bars to call for licenses. But whenever one is ready and there's an opportunity, one can always apply and be considered. But bars can go for a long time without even considering new licenses. And when they do so, they take another long time before they announce the results. And also, it has become very expensive to apply for these licenses because you have to pay the initial application fee of $2,500 and then an appearance fee of $7,500, $10,000 in all, without being guaranteed of getting that license. And then the fees that you pay, even when you are registered, again, is very exorbitant. Considering that we are also looking at some community-based stations that should come up, we hope by then the fees would have been revised downwards so that some of these communities can be able to apply for licenses in their communities.
Thank you very much.
Regai tidzoke kwamuri vanyakunhu manga muchiti manga muine zvirongwa zvekucherechedza iro zuva irori. Asi vanyakunhu takaonawo kamazuva apera ya kuchipiwa mamwe maresinesi kutepfenyura kana kuti emaradio. Hatingatiwo here pane zvimwe zviri kuitwawo nehurumende kuedza kuona kuti zvinhu zvafamba munyaya dzekutepfenyurwa kwenhau?
Izvozvo zvinotambirwa sekuti zvinhu zviri kunge zviri kuenderera pamberi. Asi chinoda kuti chiitwe mune remangwana nderekuti pave nekupawo vamwe vasina fungidziro dzekuti vakapuhwa pamwe nekuti vanozivana kana kuti vari kunzwanana nehurumende kana kuti nebato riri kutonga. Ipapo ndo panga paine nhunha dzakabva kune vakawanda vakataura maererano nemarizinesi akabva kupiwa munguva yapfuura iyi.
So let's go to Mr. Mchadeyama. Mr. Mchadeyama, it seems as if your organization actually is supposed to be bringing in some kind of new ideas into the media and so forth. But at the end of the day, your arms are very tight, right? So you can't maneuver, you can't do anything.
No, that is not necessarily correct because we have a number of activities that we do that are very good when we look at the media. We do deal with the matters of professionalism, of journalism, of journalists. We deal with issues of ethics. We deal with the issues of gender. We deal with issues of media complaints. As well as we also have the code of conduct. Even if you look at this year's theme, with journalism thrive towards better reporting, gender equality, and media safety in the digital age. That theme actually resonates with most of the activities that we do. And so we do this as an organization to which journalists want to be associated with, which they conform to on their own without being forced by anyone. So that is a good development in the country, as opposed to a situation where you would want to force journalists to conform to a particular code of ethics, to be trained in terms of basic thing about journalism and so on. Mm-hmm. Where you have members of the public, when they are really coming to our organization to complain, and organizations like media houses coming to submit themselves voluntarily to our adjudication processes. So these are novel and good ideas which our organization carry out, mm-hmm. which no one currently is doing in the country. So we are relevant, and we think we are providing this that is relevant to the present circumstances.
Yes, buyele kubaba uMasuku ngesintu. Baba Masuku, nxa sesikhangele ke ezemisakazo lapha. Siyabona ukuthi kuyahlupa ukuthi lani lithole yamacence lawa okuthiwa kumele liwathole. Kukhanya kuyahlupa kakhulu. Kambe nxa sesikhangela insika yangkhona, ukuthi kambe kuvela ngapha ukuthi kuncitshwe abanye abantu, kunikwe abanye abasekeli bandlela ezanu PF. Kuhamba njani kona?
Angikwazi ukuthi uhamba njani. Ngingatsho esikhathini esedlileyo ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kuphungwe satshwa umnyama ongelampisi. Njengoba sonke nje singabantwana beZimbabwe, ukuthi singesatshwa kangazi ukuthi isizathu esokuthi kube njalo siyabe sivela ngaphi. Yebo, liqinise ukuthi ungakhangela ukuthi ujala uhanjiswa njani. Uzafica ukuthi laba abanikwalawo magenxe amacenxe ungabe benakanelwa kumbe bekhangelelwa ukuthi basekela ibandla lezanu PF, kumbe njalo vele kusazakala ukuthi ngamankampani kahulumende, kusuka kube lula ukuthi abanjalo banikwe amacenxe. Ukanti-ke laba abazimele bodwa kungathi bayesatshwa ukuthi kukhona abaza kukhuluma okungayisikho. Kanti yize nje akulanto enjalo, kumele nje wonke umuntu anikwe amacincela, ngoba imithetho yelizwe ikhona. Lo ogangayo okhuluma izinto ezingayisizo kule mithetho embophayo xa esephula umthetho kahulumende. Ngakho ke zingqondo nje ezaphongungena kubabusi ezokwesaba abantu ababe bengazange bazibike ukuthi thina sesikhothamisa amakhanda phambi kwenu.
So what Mr. Masuku is saying is that you know, there's this kind of fear of the unknown when it comes to the granting of licenses to broadcasters. He says he doesn't understand why, you know, the government fears, you know, to actually give out these licenses to those players. So he says they shouldn't do that. They should just give them licenses and they operate, you know. So because there are laws that regulate, you know, people, you know, if you're operating in the country. So, okay, in Bonanza, this is Lobabu Chuma, a Lapa Blessing. Baba Chuma, how are you doing? No, Stony Chuma, Gunja, Lapa Kona, Gunja.
Hi, Gunja,
zani bafihla ni chum
umbuso elizwe ulobunzima baba ikona into ezingesithwa yapha umbuso elizwe kawuqondanga kahle kusawali lizwe kazi kwalikiswa ngendlela eqondileyo ukubona bebotshwa labo abantu bekhomisa izinto siyakhona uyathikwa uyibone siphuma muva ukuthi usebotshiwe waye sakwesolongweni iziphuma yiyo kanye
kodwa ubona zani kuzaphela yini khonokho.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the
Hayi siyakuzwa ke khona ngoba enketha sibongile kakhulu baba Chumba.
Hayi kukahle baba.
Yeah, kukahle kakhulu. Yeah, according to Mr. Chuma, well, Press Freedom Day, very good idea, you know. But he says the problem with Zimbabwean journalists, you know, they are operating under very difficult circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So he says maybe the government has something to hide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then I asked him, what is there to hide?
Mm-hmm.
Says they are not running the country properly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when journalists actually report those issues, they actually arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So he says there's a lot of truth, you know, in terms of how the independent papers are covering events.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the state-controlled media, he says too many lies there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's his opinion. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Mr. Mchadeama. Let's start with you. But Mr. Mchadeama, there have been changes, obviously. What are the positive things that you have seen that the government has done, say, in the past year or two?
One of the most important changes was the constitution,
mm-hmm.
which provided for freedom of the media.
Mm-hmm.
Then there were also some other changes in regard to the flexibility in registering media houses,
mm-hmm.
that it has been made relatively easy. Then there's also been a relative opening up of particularly the print media.
Mm-hmm.
With so many newspapers have come on board, some have closed on their own because of other business considerations. We've also seen an opening up of the airwaves, particularly the radio side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And recently there were some interviews within the government intended through buzz.
Mm-hmm.
to introduce community radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
That is also a good development, although much could be done, particularly in terms of openness and transparency, in terms of who gets those licenses.
Mm-hmm.
But physically, we find that there is no opening up of the television. We still have that monopoly of ZBC, whose programming actually leaves a lot to be desired if you look. It's other modern trends.
Mm-hmm.
So, but comparably, we are still lagging far, far behind the development in other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Go to any other country, find that there are a lot of radio stations, local, regional, national, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Same applies to television sets. So there have been these incremental developments, but they are simply not enough because when you look at media freedom, people must be able to access this information, to access news, to access whatever material in regard to media, be it in terms of education, entertainment, information, from a broad spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
There must be a wide choice. People must be sort of choice.
Mm-hmm. Not
that people are restricted even as these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, while if we appreciate this incremental development, we still mean that still more can be done.
Thank you so much. The more the merrier, according to Mr. Mchadeama there. Rigatiende kunemwe mtereri mkoma Herbert ku South Africa makadi.
Mkoma Joga makadini.
Ndi mkoma Blessing, zviri kudii.
Tingotatarika, zvingaitwe sei.
Nhasi tiri kutaura nezvekutorwa kuri kuitwa nhau. Muri kuona sei muchienzanisawo zviri kuitwawo muSouth Africa mamuri umu nekuZimbabwe?
Kuno kuSouth Africa ndezvejekerere, munhu wese unonge wakanyanzwa kusununguka kutaura zvaunoda.
Ko kuZimbabwe uko?
Ah, manje kwedu kana ngofarisa kana kubuta zvine chokwadi chimwe chechene dzasemona ana ningirikini. Ana mugoma edu anaita idzamarava, hatichaziva akapare zvimwe zvaanenge akangoburitsawo, obva watotorwa. Ah, unokona kubosununguka kumusha kwedu zvino anoita zvakanaka.
Saka poitwa sei mugoma Herbert, zvii zvamune muchida kuonawo zvichiitwawo kuZimbabwe? Zvinoita kuti zvingaita kuti munakidzwewo nekutefenyurwa unenge uchiitwa nawo.
Ah, iza dina gavangoita zvavanoda izvo tingaite sei ha bhokutiti vaite kana zvinoita dzimwe wenyika kumisha kwedu hadina tase kuti zvingaitika
maramwira munda makudo
ndo zviripo mukoma zvino mati tingaite sei
siyai vatongi
mati mugoma
ndati makungoti siyai vatonge
mugoma kuti tine tarisire kuti tichatonyatsodzokera kumusha kuti tinogara ka tinyatsoona zvichiita
aditi
tinozvikandi zvanaka chaiko kumusha haina handidzokere
indava
kungoenda kunoonawo mhuri nevamwe vabereki kwete kuti hanzi tinyatsoti totogarako chaiko zvichatora nguva refu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Herbert
naita basa mukoma aindafara zvikuru ndosatame yangotanga kutaura pastudio 7 imi
aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu tinotenda zvikuru
naita basa mukoma
tinotenda of course Herbert is in South Africa. He's saying if you compare what's happening in Zimbabwe and South Africa, it's totally different. There is media freedom in South Africa. They've choices. And he's saying in Zimbabwe, it will take time, you know. And he's saying he will prefer to stay in South Africa, he's prepared for the long haul for many, many years to come because I think essentially he says he has given up on Zimbabwe. He does not see things improving.
Mr. Nyakunyu, if you hear such kind of remarks, what can you react to it? You know, because it seems as if people are actually giving up to say, you know, leave the government to rule, you know, and have this kind of press freedom that we have forever, you know. What's your reaction to that?
Well, in as much as those that have contributed to this debate are entitled to their opinions, but I think fundamentally what this means in terms of the statements that have been issued by the media organizations in Zimbabwe on this occasion of this World Press Freedom Day, that should actually spur the government to pay attention to those concerns. That would be the progressive way of handling or dealing with the obtaining situation. And fundamentally, over and above that, you are aware that the government sanctioned the independent the information and media panel of inquiry and the recommendations, the findings and the recommendations from that report dovetail with the sentiments of Zimbabwean journalists and media organizations. So that actually gives the government opportunity to act on the findings or recommendations of an inquiry that it sanctioned.
Yeah, ubaba Masuku siyakwazi ukuthi ufuna ukuya kwenye indawo. Yeah, wasiyela nje amazwi amabili amathathu khona. Baba Masuku
kazelela ilanga lethu njengentatheli zindaba. Kuhle nje kuba lelanga lapho esikhumbula khona okujulileyo ngokusebenza kwethu. Kodwa kunye kudanisayo ukuthi inhlanganiso eziningi ziyehluleka ukuthi ziphile kwesikhathi eside ngenxa yokuma kwezinto. Siyakwazi ukuthi kula maphepha andaba athile asevaliwe ngenxa yokusweleka kwemali ngoba phela ukuze iphephandaba kumbe umsakazo ungaba ngowe wireless kumbe wetelevision ukuze uthuthuke kuyabe kumele ukubuye lalabo abafantisayo ama-advertisers kodwa-ke kunzima ukuba labantu abanjalo nxa umumo wezenotho ubhidlekile njengoba siphakathi kokubhidlika okungaka kuyadanisa ngoba sihlangana lentatheli izindaba eziningi ezingasela msebenzi esezisela ukuthi sizakwenza nyani sile themba lokuthi umkhonomo wethu uzalunga masinyane
amaphebaba Masuku
isakazo leyo yenelise
sicela ukuthi wenze so Masuku
just hold a bit we'll come back to you and Mr. Nyakunyu and Mr. Mchandama please do stay on the line briefly and our radio listeners we are streaming live so please go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned.